Well, good evening, folks, and welcome to episode 66 of Hinky Dinky Time Radio, coming to you live on Thursday, September 30th, 2010, standing on the verge of getting it on. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Michael, and I'll be your host for the next 60 minutes, as I am each Thursday evening at 8:30 Central Time, weather and authorities permitting. For those of you planning to tune in late, there will be a rebroadcast of tonight's show immediately following the live program. Good call, Brother Greg. Well, we got some things we need to talk about tonight. I have been away for a little while. I had to roll away a stone up in Omaha. If you missed me last week, that's where I was, hospitalized. That's about enough information about that. It's already more than you want to know. Hello, Bodie. That's my cat, Bodie. He's down here whining. If there's a little rust that needs to be scraped off the hull, that's because I did take a week off. Of course, I'm taking next week off, too. We'll talk about that in a little while. We got some catching up to do. We missed last week's WCFL 4040, so we're going to have to play a couple of those this week. So what was number 40 in the greater Chicago area 40 years ago last week? Well, of course, it was the assembled multitude in their version of the overture from Tommy. I don't think there was much of a point to that either. Never quite understood what motivated that. This is something we're going to listen to here from 1956. This is just brutal. It's comedy. That's in quotation marks. This is Mr. Buddy Hackett.
You remember? remember me? I used to have a nice Chinese restaurant. People used to come in and eat nice. Used to sell an egg roll. Used to sell a lobster roll. Then they put in a three-piece band, play nice music, play the foxtrot, play the mambo. Now they don't play, they play new. You see? No more egg roll. No more lobster roll. You see? Lock and roll. Lock and roll. Everything lock and roll. Hey, stop the music. Stop the music. Boy, make me crazy, that lock and roll. Everybody coming here, 17. Used to have a nice couples coming here. People 35, 30. Used to sit down, hold hands, spread a bowl of chop suey, eat a little rice. Was so nice. Now the people coming here, all the same age. Asked a girl the other day, how old are you? She says 17. I say, that's nice. How old your friend? She says 17. I say, how old your mother? She says 17. Your father? 17. What's the matter? Everybody 17? What happened to 18? What happened to 19? What happened to 20? What happened to the other numbers? Oh, stop the music! Oh, make me crazy, that lock and roll. Spoil my kind of customer. You should have nice people come in dressed very classy. Sometime wear the tuxedo. Girl wear the evening gown, wear the cocktail dress. Men come in with a nice sport jacket, plaid, double frap in the back. Sometimes not too classy, only got a single frap. Get big executive, Madison Avenue, dressed with a charcoal gray suit. Got a charcoal gray shirt, charcoal tie, charcoal shoes. Take a look on the hands, sometimes charcoal hands. They say, hey, executive, I think better wash up before you eat. Now, everybody come in, got a rock and roll suit on. What's that? That's a dungaree suit. I said, what do you wear the dungaree for? What do you wear the dungaree pants? What do you wear the dungaree jacket? What do you got a dungaree face? What's that from? Because I'm little dungaree doll. Dungaree doll, dungaree doll. Everybody here, dungaree doll. You know dungaree doll. You dungaree jerk. You spoil my face. I say, get out of here. No one no lock alone. No one no dungaree doll. You stop that music. Oh, they make me crazy. Everybody is a lock and roll. Everybody is 17. Everybody is a dungaree doll. No egg roll, no lobster roll. Plenty lock and roll. They got a 6 o'clock lock, they got a 7 o'clock roll. They got an 8 o'clock lock, they got a 9 o'clock roll. They never stop the lock, they never stop the roll. They lock around the clock and they roll around the clock. And they lock and they roll and they roll and they lock. Make me crazy, don't know what the heck. Getting crazy, the band keep playing. Don't wanna stop, I don't care. Caught the play of my song the whole night long. Close up the door, don't close your store. Stay here all night and sing that crazy rock and rolling song.
Politically incorrect? I don't know, you decide. I think that my people bought enough Chinese food over the years to get away with that. Maybe not. There's a purpose to that. Last week, while I was away, the world lost one of my least favorite singers. That would be Mr. Eddie Fisher. He passed away at the age of 82 from complications following hip surgery. He never was that hip, and it followed him to the grave. And as Buddy was referring to, also from 1956, here's Mr. Eddie Fisher and Dungaree Doll.
Dungaree doll, paint your initials on my jeans so everyone in town will know we go around together, together, together. Dungaree doll, dungaree doll, paste my picture on your sleeve so everyone can see that you belong to me forever, forever, forever. I want you to wear my orange sweater, the beat-up sweater with a high school letter. Gonna make a chain of paper clips, chain us together while I kiss your lips. Dungaree doll, dungaree doll, promise me you never will fall for any other guy, tell me you are my dungaree, 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 dungaree doll. Sleeve, so everyone can see that you belong to me forever, forever, forever. I want you to wear my orange sweater, the beat-up sweater with a high school letter. Gonna make a chain of paper clips, chain us together while I kiss your lips. Dungaree doll, dungaree doll, promise me you never will fall for any other guy. Tell me you're my dungaree, 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 dungaree doll.
You know what that was? That was the sound of somebody's idea of rock and roll not saving Eddie Fisher's recording career. It just did not work. You know, back to the Buddy Hackett thing. You know, I don't have anything against Chinese people. And neither does Eric Idle or the rest of Monty Python.
The world today seems absolutely crackers. With nuclear bombs to blow us all sky high, there's fools and idiots sitting on the trigger. It's depressing and it's senseless, and that's why I like Chinese. Like Chinese, they only come up to your knees, yet they're always friendly and they're ready to please. I like Chinese. I like Chinese. There's 900 million of them in the world today. You'd better learn to like them, that's what I say. I like Chinese. I like Chinese. They come from a long way overseas, but they're cute and they're cuddly and they're ready to please. I like Chinese food. The waiters never are rude. Think of the many things they've done to impress. There's Maoism, Taoism, I Ching and chess. So I Chinese. I like the tiny little tree. They're zen, they're ping pong, they're yin and yang li. I like Chinese thought, the wisdom that Confucius taught. If Darwin is anything to shout about, the Chinese will survive us all without any doubt. So I like Chinese. Like Chinese, they only come up to your knees, yet they're wise and they're witty and they're ready to please. All together,
wow, I jump around, wow, I jump around, wow, I jump around. 你好吗? 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 再见. I like Chinese. I like Chinese. Their food is guaranteed to please. A 14, a 7, a 9, and light cheese. I like Chinese. I like Chinese. I like their tiny little trees. Their zen, their ping pong, their yin and yangies. I like Chinese.
Think I'm going to get any letters from the Chinese? I don't know. It really doesn't matter because I can't read Chinese. I have a request here to fill. It's a couple weeks old. My father, who's my number one requesting entity, asked for some ka-chow. Gesundheit. Ka-chow apparently played the upright bass and was very much responsible for inventing mambo. Or something like that. This is from 1961. This is Ka-chow y su ritmo caliente. That means something and you're something hot. I don't know what ritmo stands. Some of you Spaniards? Never mind. Anyway, this is a song called Mungo, Mungo Baby. No, it's not. Let's told you there was going to be rust. This is a song called Mungo, Mungo, Baby. Almost let the munga get away from me that time. That's Cachao y su Ritmo Caliente from 1961 and Munga Munga Baby for my dad. You know, it is the last day of September, and I kind of felt like doing something a bit thematic. We're going to play some September songs tonight. You heard the opening notes of One by Mistake just moments ago. This is from, oh God, I want to say 1973. This is Big Star and September Girls.
Too bad.
having a little chat online with Brother Greg, with whom I actually agree. It's kind of an amazing thing that Big Star wasn't just a huge, huge success, but you know, I have my theories about that, and I shared them with him. If you want to email me, I'll share them with you. I won't bore you with them online. I had an opportunity to meet Brother Greg last weekend at the All-Star Tournament of Poker Greats here at the Hinky Dinky Time Radio Studios, or upstairs above the studios. It was a very good time. It was a pleasure to meet Brother Greg, who's a real mensch. I have to say that on the air for everybody to know. Good guy. For Brother Greg, he made a little request a little while ago in honor of the 66th episode of Hinky Dinky Time Radio. He thought I should play Route 66.
If you ever plan to motor west, travel my way, take the highway, that's the best. Get your kicks on Route 66. It winds from Chicago to L.A., more than 2,000 miles all the way. I get your kicks on Route 66. Now you go through St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri, and Oklahoma City looks mighty pretty. You'll see Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, don't forget Winona, Kingman, Boston, San Bernardino. Won't you get hip to this timely tip when you make that California trip? I get your kicks on Route 66. Tip when you make that California trip, I get your kicks on Route 66. I get your kicks on Route 66. I get your kicks on Route 66. Get your horse. Get your horse. Get your kicks on Route 66.
If you're not familiar with that version of Nat King Cole's Route 66, it's not the hit single version. It's a recording that's part of an album that was released sometime in the 90s called The After Midnight Sessions. It's much looser, much hipper. The whole album is really terrific. I highly recommend it. Let's stick with the September theme a little bit more before we get to the top of the hour. This is from 1978, and Earth, Wind, and Fire with, of course, September. See, how am I going to approach this? This is going to get a little bit weird. Let me grab my notes, and we'll start like this, okay? Well, as the Cubs prepare to end their 2010 campaign in Houston this weekend, my main man, Bob Brenly, Cubs color analyst and World Series winning manager back with the Diamondbacks, has taken himself out of the running for the job as Cubs skipper. That gets my Cubs news out of the way. Now I'm going to tell you something different. The Nebraska Cornhuskers survived the mighty South Dakota State University Fighting Groundhogs, or whatever they were called, last weekend, and are off this weekend as they prepare for next week's Thursday night game against the Kansas State Wildcats in Manhattan, Kansas. my attendance of which will preempt next week's Hinky Dinky Time radio broadcast, and that's this week's Nebraska Cubs football report. Okay, let's see if we can keep things almost organized. Well, we got last week's WCFL 4040 selection out of the way already. We have this week's to do. WCFL. And of course, 40 years ago this week on the WCFL Big Ten Music Survey, the number 40 song for the greater Chicago area was Blood, Sweat, and Tears and Heidi Ho.
Once I met the devil, he was mighty slick. Tempted me with worldly goods. He said, if you can have your tip. But when he laid that paper on me and he showed me where to sign, I said, thank you very kindly, but I'm in too great a need of mine.
I'm not sure anybody ever did Bombast any better than David Clayton Thomas. Heidi Ho from 1970. And from 1970-something, very early 70s, this is for you, Pop. I know you love it.
Now, another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known. It is Saturday night in Midland City. The Winged Warrior walks through the deserted halls of City Hall.
Hello?
Miss Helfinger?
Yes?
This is the Winged Warrior calling.
At 2 o'clock in the morning? What is it, Winged Warrior?
I wonder if you could help with a small problem I have.
Did you fall in your chicken cave again?
No, no. I'm calling from a pay telephone in the corridor of City Hall.
Isn't City Hall closed for the night?
Yes, it is.
Then why are you... Are you locked in?
I'm locked in.
Hello?
Yes.
How did you manage that?
Well, I was trying to track my lost miniature homing device.
Your what?
My miniature homing device. You know, it makes that beep-beep sound.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the beep-beeps led me here.
Mm-hmm.
Because I must have left my miniature homing device in the commissioner's desk this morning. As a matter of fact, that's just where I found it, right on the commissioner's desk. Hello?
I'm here.
Are you going to call someone to open the front door for me?
That won't be necessary. Are you using the payphone right beside the door?
Yes.
All right. Check the ledge right above the door. You'll find a key.
Uh-huh. Oh, fine. Yes, I'm doing that right now, Miss Helfinger.
You dropped,
I dropped the key to the floor. Yes, however, I have my utility laser light.
Good for you.
As you know, it emits a powerful beam of neutron-charged light, and with it I'll find that key in a jiffy, Miss Helfinger.
Yes.
Are you smoking?
No. But I'll make a bet you are. Like your left wing.
No, I'm not.
Your left wing.
Yes, I am.
Flap your wings, Winged Warrior.
Boy, it's really going up fast this time.
Are you flapping?
I'm flapping.
Well, keep it up and I'll call the fire department.
That won't be necessary, Miss Helfinger.
Why not?
They're on their way, I think.
Swell.
I suppose they'll let me out of here, too.
Yes, are you flapping?
Yes, I am.
Wonderful.
Well, will the sirens awaken the commissioner? Will the fire department let Chicken Man burn as they threatened last time? Will City Hall's fire insurance rates go up again? Be listening tomorrow for another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
Chicken Man!
He's everywhere!
Yeah, he is. He's everywhere. This is the Benny Goodman sextet from 1940 and a number called Soft Winds. I think I'll retroactively dedicate that to Mr. Tate, who's hopefully still listening. He's still tuned in. I don't know if he's still awake or not. He can let me know. I'd be curious to know. From 1956, this is Al Hibbler and September in the Rain.
The leaves of brown came tumbling down, remember that September in the rain. The sun went out just like a dying ember that September in the rain. To every word of love I heard you whisper, the raindrops seemed to play a sweet refrain. Though spring is here, to me it's still September. That September is September, that September in the rain.
Hang on, people. I got to check something. I'm not sure. I'm going out on the air. Could somebody let me know? Something strange is going on here. In the meantime, I'll go ahead and play the next song. Hopefully somebody's going to hear it. We've been really going soft on the 70s music for a change this week. From 1967, this is Every Mother's Son and Come On Down to My Boat, Baby.
Father never lets her out of the sight. Soon
like to thank everybody for tuning in this week to episode 66 of the Hinky Dinky Time Radio program. We're not finished yet. Don't worry about that. I'm just happy you're here. And I'm happy to be broadcasting to you live from the Underground Man Cave, as Brother Greg just referred to it. I think I referred to that in that way last weekend when I showed him the studio. He was most impressed, as most people are when they are honored with a visit to the cave. Whatever. From 1958, this is the John Buzon Trio from the Inferno album, and I don't know much about the John Buzon Trio, although the liner notes for the record indicated that one member of the trio is from Omaha, Nebraska, but I have not been able to determine which one it is. While I'm working on that, just enjoy their version of Digga Digga Doo. Faith in you that you could handle 2 minutes and 7 seconds of the John Buzon Trio, and judging from the number of people still logged in, I was correct. You made it. Congratulations. From 1946, this is Frankie Lane, as I push the envelope even a little harder. I don't know what Frankie was thinking of when he recorded his version of Black and Blue, but he did it, and it's not bad. It's just a little bit strange that he did it. Here we go.
Cold, empty bed springs are hard as lead. Pains in my head feel like old Ned. Hey, what did I do to be so black and blue? No joys for me, no company. Even the mouse seems to run from my house. And all my life through, I've been black and blue. Hey, now I am white, way down deep inside, but baby, that don't help my case. Honey, just because I can't hide what is on my face, I'm so forlorn. My heart is torn, life is a thorn. Oh, why was I born? What did I do? So black and blue. way down deep inside, but baby, that don't help my case. Honey, just because I can't hide what is on my face, Lordy, listen to me, I'm so forlorn. My heart is torn, life is a thorn. Oh, why was I born? Hey, what did I do to be so black and blue?
Well, I don't see any reason not to keep steering clear of the 70s a little bit longer. This is Orrin Tucker and his orchestra from 1940. I'm afraid I don't have the vocalist's name handy. If you know, let me know. And if you don't know, pretend to know. Make something up and let me know.
Be the dummy on your knee. I'd be the smartest dummy you could see. I'd get a chance to talk about romance that way. And every day we'd tete-a-tete. If I could be the dummy on your knee, I'd take the words right out of your lips and whisper them in your ear. I'd take the love right out of your heart and echo it back, my dear. If you gave me the opportunity, I'd do the things a human sort of girlie should. I'd show you I'm not made of wood if I could be the dummy on your knee.
Went to number 20, if you can believe that, in 1940. It's the truth. It entered the charts at number 20. It peaked at number 20. That's all the 20s I got. I think we're going to wrap things up pretty soon here on this week's episode of Hinky Dinky Time Radio. Again, I'm very, very happy you could join me. We're going to complete our tribute to the month of September with Mr. Frank Sinatra from the year 1965 and a Sammy Kahn tune called The September of My Years.
One day you turn around and it's summer. Next day you turn around and it's fall, and the springs and the winters of a lifetime. Whatever happened to the wandering ways. Now I'm reaching back for yesterdays, till a long forgotten love appears, and I find that I'm sighing softly as I'm near September, the warm September of my years. As a man at wishing wells, now I'm watching children's carousels and their laughter's music to my ears, and I find that I'm smiling gently as I'm near September, the warm September of my years. The golden warm September.
That's the chairman of the board from 1965 in the September of my years. Thanks again for tuning in, everyone. If you join me in 2 weeks, as I said, I won't be here next week. We will make up for lost 1970s time. I'm sure with a two-week layoff, there's bound to be lots of glam to slam. Good night, everybody.
Was on a sweet Thursday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday all had passed. Came the day I'd waited for at last, and you were there with love to spare, making it a sweet Thursday. Not like any other day I'd known, giving me a dream to call my own, a dream that you are sharing too. People meet by some design, prearranged by laws divine, yet who is find just what mystic fate combined to make you mine?